This is the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the third chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus came from Galilee to John at the Jordan to be baptized by him. Now, John would have prevented Jesus saying, "I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me?" But Jesus answered John, "Let it be so now. For it is proper for us in this way to fulfill all righteousness." Then John consented. And when Jesus had been baptized, just as he came up from the water, suddenly the heavens were opened to him. And Jesus saw God's Spirit descending like a dove and alighting on him. And a voice from the heavens said, "This is my Son, the Beloved, with whom I am well pleased." This is the Gospel of our Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated. So a couple weeks ago, our ELCA clergy group got together for our monthly meeting. And as sometimes happens, when you get a group of pastors or Bible nerds together, we had a debate about a scripture lesson, our gospel lesson for today. One of the pastors proposed a preaching angle that when Jesus insists that John baptize him, Jesus is affirming John's ministry. Another pastor argued that that angle is not at all what the text is about. This text is all about God affirming Jesus' identity as God's Son and Jesus' ministry, not John's. Further debate ensued, and no resolution was met. But I've been thinking about this debate as I prepared my sermon for today. I agree that this text is all about God affirming Jesus' identity as God's Son. This is a momentous occasion in Jesus' life. This is the first time in Matthew's gospel that we meet Jesus as an adult. The very first thing that happens to the adult Jesus when we meet him is the Spirit of God descending on him and a voice from heaven saying, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased." This is probably the most important day of Jesus's life so far. Huge. In Matthew, chooses for the baptism of Christ to be our first introduction to Jesus as an adult. Clearly, this text is about God affirming Jesus' identity and ministry, which is why it is all the more meaningful that Jesus insists that John baptize him. Truthfully, John is not really necessary to the primary purpose of this text. Anybody could have baptized Jesus. Jesus could have baptized himself. He's Jesus. John is an unnecessary accessory to what God does in this text. And yet, on the most important day of his life so far, Jesus asks John to take a central role. And I cannot help but think that this would have meant everything to John. Jesus had witnessed John's ministry, the hard work that he was doing, how John was scrutinized by the Pharisees and the Sadducees. Jesus saw how much John had given up living in the wilderness on a diet of locusts and wild honey. Jesus saw how John had helped countless people deepen their relationship with God and live better, healthier lives. Jesus saw the difference that John was making in the world. So when Jesus insists that John baptize him, you better believe that it felt like an affirmation to John. To have Jesus recognize him. Jesus, who John knows is God's son, is the one with the power of the Holy Spirit to have Jesus stop on the most important day of his life and recognize him. It must have felt like the greatest affirmation in the entire world to John. I think that both of my pastor friends were right. The baptism of Jesus is about God affirming Jesus' identity as God's son and his coming ministry, which makes it all the more meaningful that Jesus insists John baptize him. Jesus does affirm John in his ministry, and that affirmation would have meant everything to John. So, I wonder, when was a time in your life when someone genuinely affirmed you? How did it feel to be seen, to be recognized, to be lifted up for something that you had done, or just for who you are? What impact did that have on you? On your day? On your life? What difference did it make to be affirmed? I think of times in my life. How after worship last Sunday, one of you complimented me for how I am with the kids during the children's time. How it made my heart so happy, especially after the kids really took the lead on that kids' message. How after a funeral, a family member thanked me for taking the time to really listen to her share stories about her loved one. How grateful I felt to be able to minister to someone in their grief. How when my dad was in the hospital, the nurses affirmed how loving and supportive our family was. How that was a little bit of good news during one of the hardest times of our lives. Now these comments, they didn't take much time to give. And there's a chance that the people who said them don't even remember saying them. But as the recipient, I remember. And I know the difference these affirmations have made in my life. Not just these, but many more. Being seen, being recognized, being lifted up, affirmed, can make a world of difference in someone's life. And while it might mean everything to receive an affirmation, it takes almost no time at all to offer one. Something that is so simple to give can make a world of difference to the person who receives it. So, my siblings, today I have a challenge for you. Every day this week, take the time to genuinely affirm someone. And when I say genuinely, I mean don't just say thank you or good job. Take the time to say thank you for. You're doing a great job at. Make it clear exactly what this affirmation is for. Pay attention this week to the wonderful things people in your life, in your world, are doing. Recognize a gift in them and take the time to tell them what you see, how you value them. Genuinely affirm at least one person every day this week. It won't take you much time at all, but it might mean the world to someone else. On what was the most important day of his life? On the day that Jesus was affirmed by God, he paused to affirm someone else. And I bet that meant everything to John. Jesus blessed John simply by affirming the good work that he was doing. So follow in Christ's example. Affirm others this week. Be a blessing to someone else. Amen.